spooky tunes that all three of us have selected, and we're going to kind of critique each other's choices and sort of guess who picked the songs too.
We're going to judge each other.
We are going to judge each other.
Let the judging begin.
But first, we receive support from ICTV. ICTV connects, informs, and empowers the community through diverse media. Learn more at watchictv.org.
And we receive support from Dale's Auto Body, serving the auto body needs of Grand Rapids and surrounding communities since 1984, performing auto body and collision repair, as well as auto glass replacement, dedicated to getting you back on the road after an accident. More information at dalesautobodyinc.com.
And you are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We are Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of the people and land of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Listen at KAXE.org or on your smart speaker. We need people like you to support this local media. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234. Thank you. And so it's Public Radio Music Day today, and we are celebrating by having kind of music heavy today at the station. Dan, do you want to talk about it? Like, what is... we've got a bunch of special On the Rivers going on throughout the day.
Yeah, so in celebration of Public Radio Music Day, we're going to have music all day, like you just said, including Kari doing a three-hour Headwaters this morning, and then Malachi Coons doing musical Green Cheese from noon to one, which would be super fun. And then our regular 1 to 4 On the River will be with Dave Murphy, and then kind of the... What we haven't done before is from the 4 to 7 slot, which would normally go into news, all things considered, as it happens. Will Owens will be playing music from 4 to 7. And then tonight, Doug Lamsky will be here. Doug Danger.
Wow. Yeah. Can't believe you just revealed his true identity.
I know. I'm in big trouble. So, yeah, Doug Danger will be at the KBXU studios here tonight from 7 to 10.
So, you'll be at the Guess the Groove event tonight.
I will be. Because remember, I do work here. You were so surprised when I showed up.
And we're all going in costume, right?
Yeah, so we did. Costumes are encouraged for both events tonight.
Well, Andrew has a funny hat. I don't know if that counts. Funny hat.
It does count. What if I put like dripping blood from like where the crab mouth is so it looks like I'm getting eaten by a crab? Would that be good enough?
I feel that's acceptable.
That helps.
Yeah. Okay, I think I have some fake blood from... Does fake blood expire?
Are you eating it?
But it's not like going to burn my forehead, is it?
Instead of eating glue, Andrew was that kid in school just eating the fake blood. Stop eating the fake blood, Andrew.
Well, it was blood. Well, it was like blood gel caps that you're supposed to put in your mouth, and then you bit on them, and then it would drip down your mouth. I don't have that. I have just like, I think just drippy stuff now.
I think you're okay. I hope so.
What if it gets in my eyes?
Let's take precautions so that doesn't happen.
You'll cry tears of blood. That'll be super cool.
Speaking of, did you pick Tears of Blood as one of your tracks for this morning?
I did not.
So this is kind of a special thing. It's Halloween this week. I think it's safe to say it's one of our favorite holidays for all three of us. Is it safe to say?
I like the holiday. Yeah.
I
guess it is maybe my favorite. I don't know. I don't do too many other holidays.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like there's not many holidays that are fun like Halloween.
Definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah. So we each picked 5 spooky songs. I don't know if we're going to get to all of them this morning, but we're going to try, folks. But so how do we want to do this? Should we just play the first song and then we'll talk about it afterwards?
Yeah, I don't know if we'll be able to play all... Like the full song of every song.
Yeah, we'll see about that. If we're really grooving with it, we might just stick with it. Can we all agree on that?
Absolutely. I want to hear spooky songs.
Yeah, so here we go. Here's the first one. I think I could guess who picked this one, but we'll talk about that afterwards. This is Ghost Town by The Specials.
We'll be right back. place.
So we got Ghost Town by The Specials. Yes, it is a spooky song. I've definitely played this during Halloween time around this year. But if I had to guess between you two of who did it, because it wasn't me,
it's obvious.
I'm going to guess DJ Dang.
It's obvious.
It was a little bit, but it's a very good song.
I was telling Heather and Andrew that's one of the first... The first record I ever bought was 7-inch of Aerosmith, Walk This Way. The first record I ever bought that was not a mainstream act of any sort was that record right there. It was Ghost Town by The Specials and The Clash.
That kind of ties into the spooky season. My first album I bought with my own money was Santana's Supernatural.
Oh, I'm so sorry. No.
That album, I don't know if it holds up, but I still love Smooth.
But that song, Ghost Town by The Specials, is talking about the severe economic depression that was happening in England at the time under Margaret Thatcher's rule and just how desperate things were.
Yes, I think it's a great this time of year type song. Excellent choice by DJ Dang.
I agree.
Oh, thank you.
All right, let's go into our next song. Let's see if we can guess who did this one.
I try.
Oh, man, there's a bomb in my car. Help. Ooh, the menace.
Yeah, that was Geese with Trinidad from their new album, Getting Killed. And what synergy, because that is our album of the week, the third album from Geese. And, yeah, you can also let us know what you think of the album week at 218-326-1234. And, unfortunately, I talked a little bit beforehand, and I tried to guess that this was a Heather song. Lo and behold, I was incorrect. It was a DJ Dang song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you need to explain why this is a spooky song.
I think there's a menace to the song. There's like an uneasiness, a queasiness, you know, like of a, that kind of guitar line has a little bit of a loping. It just makes me feel like I'm walking down the street and you see a couple bad things going down. Like, oh, that's not good. What do I do? And then the really noisy screaming parts is him screaming, there's a bomb in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scary.
It's pretty unsettling.
Yeah. And that's the lead track of the record. That's like, it's like, that's drawing a line in the sand. Like, either you can get with us or, you know, go listen to Goose.
Those are the only alternatives. Multiple gooses or one goose.
You can have the geese or you can have the goose.
I think I'm a Geese fan.
They're certainly having a moment right now on top of, like, I remember first starting working here is when 3D Country, their last album, came out. And I remember talking to you, Dang, about, like, this is pretty good stuff. Like, I was enjoying every track I heard that was getting played at the time. And then earlier this year, Cameron Winter, the lead singer, had a solo album that was kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of like
I don't think I heard it.
A rise in like popularity where this summer it kind of reached like its peak of people were like, you have to listen to this album.
Mm.
And then this one came out and like the support for them is clearly showing because concert tickets for them on the resale market are for like $300.
Oh, that's ridiculous. No, no, I know. So maybe we need to put out a warning to the listeners this morning. Some of this Halloween spooky, scary music is spooky and scary and a bit on the noisy side. So hang with us. We're just trying to have fun and scare the living daylights out of you this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, maybe this isn't a typical morning show music, but you know what? It's Halloween week, so things are going to be a little different.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Let's go into our next song. I'm not even going to say the title. We're just going to play it, and I'm going to keep our mics on so we can get our live reaction.
Too peppy.
All right, never mind. Turn the mics.
Ghouls like to rock, zombies like to roam.
Oh.
But I dig the storm because
who could this be, I wonder?
On a graveyard prowl late one night, I tripped on a body and got quite a fright. As my fear subsided, my anger grew. I proceeded to stomp with the heel of my shoe. It keeps Yano shall I. It makes Frankie jive. And it's mine, all mine. It keeps my ghouls in line. I stomped and stomped like a crazy ghoul. How was I to know it was Janusz the ghoul? But nevertheless, I was having fun. It was the sinister stomp that made Janusz run.
All right, it's that classic Halloween song, Sinister Stomp by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers.
Oh, those are the... I was going to say those didn't sound like the Crypt Kickers to me, but I guess they are. If you have never seen a video of Boris Pickett performing, you need to immediately go to YouTube and find a video because he makes the most incredible faces while he's singing.
Is he in makeup? Like, is he in costume or?
No, he's not in costume. He may have a little bit of makeup on, but I think it's just his, he has this kind of rubbery, crazy face. So
he's got a face for Halloween.
He's making scary faces, yeah.
I just love the idea that this guy had a hit with Monster Mash and then he just, because I was like looking through, because I wanted, I'll be honest, I was doing a bit here with Bobby Boris Pickett. I wanted to pick a deep track by him. And all of his songs are just like Sinister Stomp, Skeleton Groove, Graveyard Shift. It's just like all variations of like
twist.
Monster Mash type thing. Yeah, Transylvania Twist is one of them.
He's trying to milk it.
And you got to respect the hustle, you know?
Yeah.
I sure. Like it. I love a spooky song. So if there's a whole
album. That was
album,
spooky. You were kind of scared.
I am still a little scared,
and
but I'll get over
it. It's one of the only songs that mentions the blob, so you got to respect it.
Whoa.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about how banshees don't get enough, you know, mention in Halloween.
True.
So maybe we need to...
Up the banshees.
Yeah, we need to elevate the banshees and the blob.
So I think all universally, we all love that song, and we'll add it to our playlist, correct?
I listen to it every morning already, like even when it's not Halloween. So.
Well, yeah, you recognized it was the Crypt Kickers.
Well,
I knew the Crypt Kickers. I didn't even know that was the backing band of Boris Pickett.
They may have substituted one of the Crypt Kickers because it didn't sound quite right to me.
You're like, that's not the same drummer.
The beat's all off. All right, here we go. Here's our next song.
Way out west in Arizona, cowboy tends a herd. The desert lies beneath the sky of blue. Far away in brightest day, a ghostly sound is heard. The phantom of the rail comes into view. Hear that lonesome whistle calling. On his lonely ear is falling.
All right, so we got Ghost Train by Marty Robbins.
Oh, I was going to guess Gene Pitney.
So,
well, that would have been a good guess. You laugh like that's preposterous.
It is preposterous.
Oh, my. I'm digging you a grave tonight, Andrew DeSingle.
Oh, no. Oh, who's going to host?
No, you're getting in at 8 p.m. The event is over. I bid you farewell.
So I have to guess this is a Heather Johnson pick.
It is.
Yeah. Why'd you pick Ghost Train by Marty Robbins?
Marty Robbins, he does these storytelling songs, and a lot of them they're a little dark and a little mysterious, and this, of course, obviously, it's a good fit for Halloween. I love his voice. I grew up listening to him, and I haven't been the biggest country fan, but I do love Marty Robbins' voice, so it was fun for me to add that one.
Nice.
Yeah, I approve of that one.
What was the full title of the song?
It's called Ghost Train by Marty Robbins.
Ooh, okay.
Do you have that Marty Robbins record? The
Nope.
I don't know what.
Don't have it.
It's a picture of a guy with like he's about to do like a duel on a gun thing.
Oh, it probably has El Paso on it.
Yeah, you're talking about. Yeah,
it's always on like the best albums of all time list, and I've seen it once, but it was such terrible condition record that couldn't get it. So
I know that at one point I had it on cassette.
Oh, really?
But I don't think I have it. I do have a tape deck still. I just don't have that many tapes.
That should be a garage sale find, I think.
Yes,
that record.
It's a great way to find new music. That's my whole childhood, is finding music on garage sales.
All right, here we go. Here's our next song. This is The Birthday Party with Release the Bats. All right, the old Nick Cave project, The Birthday Party.
Way before he decided piano ballads was the future of his musical sound.
Well, I'm a fan of the piano ballad, so I don't know if I'll accept you talking that way about my good
friend.
Not
playing any piano ballads on this Halloween show, are we? Because who's scared of piano ballads?
Piano ballads are scary. The Weeping Song? That's kind of scary.
Mm.
This is a weeping song.
Nick Cave karaoke.
I'm torn, but is that an Andrew pick?
No.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh,
it's, yeah,
okay.
The Birthday Party was Nick Cave's first band, Release the Bats.
Yeah, so had you heard of The Birthday Party before you heard of Nick Cave?
Yeah.
Okay, because I heard of Nick Cave first before The Birthday Party.
Yeah, I never got to see The Birthday Party. They did tour in Chicago when I was living there, but that was kind of a couple years before I came on the scene. But I got to see Nick Cave tour on his first solo record, From Her to Eternity. Ooh,
how did you hear about The Birthday Party then?
My same friend, Jim Dvorak, who's not listening right now, but I love you, Jim. Thank you for working with me at Showbiz Pizza and handing me a punk rock cassette tape. Changed my life.
Showbiz Pizza.
Changed my life.
Wow.
Changed my life.
It's like the beginning of
an
indie
movie. Was it like movie-themed pizzas?
Yeah, it had those animatronic characters that played like Beatles songs all.
What?
It was horrible.
This is our first time hearing about this.
I could have sworn I told you before.
I don't remember hearing about this.
I've heard it
animatronic
before.
Animatronic pizza place.
Yeah.
I remember the Showbiz Pizza.
It was like Chuck E. Cheese.
Pizza,
but...
where a kid can be a kid.
So, Heather, what did you think of that song?
Love it. Love it. yeah, that goes on my Halloween playlist, which is extensive, for sure.
Yeah, you were talking about how you had a trouble, because we talked about originally doing 10 songs each, but it was, we don't think we could fit them all into this hour, but you had a tough time limiting down to 5.
I really did. I was stuck at 12, and I'm just like, no, they're all great. They deserve to be heard.
Stuck at 12.
I made it, though. I got there eventually.
Yes, and it was, how are you feeling? Are you still like, oh, I should have switched it to this song?
No, I think I feel good about my choices. I'm happy with my choices, Andrew.
Good. Yep.
Glad to hear it. All right, here we go. Here's our next song. Should I introduce these songs, or should we wait?
Just play them.
Okay, here we go.
I'm gonna be a party popping, show stopping, wig flopping witch for a night. My rent is overdue. Wig flopping witch for a night. Listen, I'm gonna jump with the jerkers and bump with the bumpers and play with the player now and stomp with the stompers. Gonna be a party popping, show stopping, wig flopping witch for a night. Listen, hear it when the show.
That's got that Heather Johnson bop.
You got
sure.
Me. Yep, that's me.
Wig flipping witch. That screams. Screams, Heather Johnson.
That is Sugar Pie DeSanto.
Yeah, Witch for a Night. Yeah, good pick, Heather.
That's the artist name, Sugar Pie DeSanto?
Oh,
Holy cow, I want that.
She had a really long career, and she just passed away last year. She was super cool.
Sugar Pie DeSanto.
I'm going to add that to my Halloween playlist.
Yeah.
Excellent choice. You're, of course, listening to the Wednesday Morning Show. I'm Andrew DeZingle, and I'm here with DJ Dang and Heather Johnson. We received support from the Bagley Area Arts Collaborative, offering 2 workshops in November, handmade beautiful cards November 8th from 1 to 3:30, and stationary mail basket on November 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., both held at 9 Central Street W in Bagley. More information and registration at bagleyarts.org or on Facebook.
And support for KAXE comes from Schroeder Log Home Supply, supplying wood home and cabin owners with specialty sealants, preservatives, and wood finishes. More information at their Grand Rapids store or online at loghelp.com.
And you are listening to the Wednesday Morning Show. We're doing a spooky music rating system. And if you have a song to suggest to add to our spooky playlist here, you can text us at 218-326-1234. We'd love to hear from you. And now we're going to go into our next song. We'll see. Oh, wait.
That intro, just that. I'm like,
spooky.
I know that. What is that?
Ken Mary Frost
originally did this.
Mom, he's as hungry as can be. Oh Lordy, how I wish, Mom, that you could keep that baby quiet, 'cause my head is killing me. I saw my ex again last night, Mama. She
at the dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White mama. I killed them both and I buried under Jenkins Livermore. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? Mama, pour me a cup. I'm psycho, don't you, mama? You better let him lock me up.
All right. That's B Suburban with their version of Psycho, because we're not sure who actually did the original version.
Yeah, not sure. I should know that, but I don't know who it is.
Okay, who could have picked that one?
Andrew DeZingle.
That was me, yeah.
Keep that baby quiet, mama, because my head is killing me. I'm like, no, don't involve a baby in this. Don't be that kind of psycho.
What'd you guys think of that song?
Yeah, it's
dope.
It's good. I think we should have had more controversy. We gotta hate something.
Well, although, so this is like a country song, but he says something about I buried them under Jenkins in the moor, and a moor is like a very English expression for kind of like swampy countryside, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
So probably not originally a country song.
Yeah, it could have been like a old ballad kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that would make sense.
We'll have to get to the bottom of this.
So did they have the word psycho back then? I don't know.
I say yes. I don't know. Hey, we heard from Susan from Cotton, who says, I admit I'm late to listening this morning, but has anybody done Alice Cooper's Welcome to My Nightmare?
Oh.
Dating myself, but that was my first live concert and it was amazing. Susan, I've also seen Alice Cooper and...
What?
He is amazing.
All right, so let's listen to a little bit of Welcome to My Nightmare and then we'll talk about our thoughts on it and adding it to our Halloween playlist. So we got Alice Cooper, Welcome to My Nightmare. Everyone's thoughts?
Funky. So funky. Yes, I approve.
I think so often I think of him as sort of like a pre-metal sounding musician.
Yeah.
And this song's not that at all, even though it's like, you know, one of his kind of scarier songs. And then just the dynamics, how it starts out all chill in the beginning and then his voice starts to kind of raise up and... menace. Again, I'm overusing the word menace, but it is well, it is Halloween. But
that's his whole shtick, though, is menacing, right? But Alice goes kind of proggy, too, on some songs.
Alice goes prog.
He's kind of all over the place. But people think of School's Out. And that, you know, you get stuck on, yeah.
I've 18. Heard
it. Yeah.
Yeah. There used to be a band in Minneapolis called Spider Bite that was a Alice Cooper cover band, and they would only perform on Halloween.
Oh.
And it was all like, you know... small-time famous musicians from Minneapolis would form a super band of small-time famous Alice Cooper covers.
So, Heather, you said you saw Alice Cooper live. When was that?
I did. It's probably 10 years ago at this point.
Where? Not here in Bemidji, because he did play in Bemidji.
Yep, yeah. He's been in Bemidji twice. So I saw him, I think, the first time he was here. And, yeah, he was great. His guitar player was amazing. The whole show was amazing. He has so much energy. He's got to be... dang near 80, right?
I think he's over 80.
Gotta be.
And one of my favorite Alice Cooper trivia facts is that he was neighbors and like BFF with Groucho Marx, which I love to think about them just hanging out together. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah, remember last time he was in town, people were taking pictures of him thrift shopping.
And he did. Not like that. The picture the one person posted, he just like has a look of like, come on, man.
Let me buy a used shirt.
That's DJ Dang with Heather Johnson. I'm Andrew DeZingle. We receive support from Minnesota Power, an elite company powering the region's homes, businesses, and industries since 1923. Learn more about its vision of a carbon-free future at mnpower.com/energyforward.
And programming is supported by Grand Dental Center, where doctors Lisa Johnson, Leanna McBride, and their staff provide full-service family dental care for patients of all ages in Grand Rapids and surrounding communities. More information at granddentalcenter.com.
All right. So welcome to my nightmare, Alice Cooper. That was a suggestion from Susan from Cotton.
Nice one, Susan.
Yeah, I think that was an excellent addition to our Halloween playlist.
Yes.
And if you have suggestions for songs to add in our Halloween playlist or for you want us to judge it right here live on the air, you can text us at 218-326-1234. And we got another suggestion. I'm going to play it for you right now. That's Edwin Collins with A Girl Like You. We all know him, of course, from Orange Juice. How could you not know
of
that?
Of course. Love that song. Love that song.
That was a suggestion from Cassie in Grand Rapids. I've Got A Girl Like You by Edwin Collins on repeat the last week or so. All right. So this is, Dan, what's your thoughts on this song?
It's an amazing song. I played it last week on my show, too. I absolutely love the song. I'm not getting the Halloween vibe off it.
I think,
does anything bad happen to the girl that he loves, or does anything bad happen to him?
I think it's the way he's saying that. Like, picture you just met someone and they're like, oh, I've never met someone like you before. And you're
like, unrequited love?
Oh, creepy.
It could be sinister.
It does. I mean, it's something about the vocals is sinister.
I've only ever thought of it as a pure love song, not as a stalker song. I'm not going to change my mind on this.
You're the optimist. Oh my gosh, Dan's
wow.
the optimist.
Oh, hey. Crabby guy likes things sometimes.
Well, it's hard not to like
it. News
Edwin
at
Collins.
Six.
All right, so we're kind of mixed on this one. All right, thank you, Cassie in Grand Rapids, for suggesting this one. Here's our next song. All right, that's Minus Five with Lies of the Living Dead. I'm going to guess this is a Heather song.
It's the Minus Five. Yeah, it's me.
Who are the Minus Five? I'm not familiar.
They're a super, super cool band. They've been around 30 years, maybe more. It's kind of a collaboration with, I think it's the drummer from REM as well.
Oh, that's right.
Minus Five. And they have a lot of great albums.
Weird.
I think their vocals, there's something about the vocals. Like, I think Colin Molloy sounds a lot like the vocalist. So that might be, like, for whatever reason, I just really love that.
It's a cool rock and roll tune. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good, like, trick-or-treating, driving around kind of song.
I thought for sure it was a Portland, Seattle, Northwestern band because it has that garage rock vibe.
Yeah, they're from a coast, but I don't remember which one right off the
There's
top
only
of my
two.
Head. I know, that's what makes it a tough choice. It's like, I could be, like, so wrong, you know, yeah. Polar wrong.
Well, I suppose there's the Gulf Coast. There's the third coast. We're the third coast, aren't we? The Midwest is the third coast.
Yeah, we can say that.
I've never heard that, but...
Never?
No.
I think it's a thing.
All right. All right, so Heather, excellent choice. I think Dang's in agreement with me.
Yep.
All right, here's our next song.
Yes.
That's the Sharks with Dracula's Daughter.
Sharks. It's so great.
So that makes me think it's a Heather song.
It's a Heather song. It's 100% a Heather song. Come on.
I told you.
Kitschy yet groovy.
What I like about, there's just this sound of music just fits so well with Halloween where it's like kind of garage rocky. There's something about it that just like speaks to the season, you know?
And the bubbling sound, I love that. Like 13th floor elevators did that kind of stuff. It must have been of the era of like psychedelic rock bands had to have like the sound of I won't say what it is, but just the bubbling.
Well, that was
know what I'm saying.
I 100% approve.
Bubble bath, obviously.
Excellent choice, Heather. That was
Thank
a great
you.
Song. I
want
to listen to that afterwards.
I want to meet Vampire Mary.
You don't.
No, I
you
do.
You have to listen to the end.
I want to get over my fear of vampires.
So we've been getting some suggestions online. Here's another one. Let's hear what our thoughts will be in just a bit. That was Florence plus the Machine with the song Seven Devils. Thoughts?
Love Florence. She's a goddess.
That's a lot of devils.
A lot of devils.
Seven. Yeah. All at once?
Compared to what?
Like, slow your roll, devils. One at a time, please.
I think that song works well in a Halloween playlist because of it's very dark.
Yeah.
Sounding. I love that kind of like, it almost was like Twilight Zone kind of sound. Like, but it was like, classical instruments.
Mm-hmm. Florence has that ethereal voice anyway.
Yeah, she's got witchy vibes.
Yeah, totally.
Definitely witchy vibes. Witchier than Stevie Nicks.
Wow. Yes.
I agree with that assessment.
Because I think Stevie Nicks is like pretend witch, and Florence is maybe more like, I'm actually a witch.
Wow, these are controversial statements on
the morning
show. You know,
I think it's because Florence just doesn't, she doesn't really state that, whereas Stevie is like, oh yeah, I'm witchy.
Like, look at me, I'm a witch.
Yeah, yeah, so it's like, I don't believe you.
Right? A real witch wouldn't do that.
All right, so we all approve?
Yes.
Yeah, good tune.
All right.
Thank you, Tammy.
Go. Yeah, that was, how'd you know it was Tammy?
I can read. I'm so full of skills. Shocking,
employed,
I know.
Reading.
I have positive thoughts on things.
So yeah, that
and
was
I can
a,
read.
That was a suggestion from our staff librarian, Tammy. If you have a suggestion for our Halloween playlist we got going on, we've got about 17 minutes left of the show. We'd love to hear from you. And if you want us to judge it live on the air, you can text us at 218-326-1234. All right, here's our next song.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. When I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch. Mm-hmm. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch.
All right, we got Donovan with Season of the Witch.
I might have got lucky. I guessed you, but this could equally have been Heather. But oh. I did get lucky, right? This is you, Andrew?
Yeah, this was me.
Yeah, this also could have been Heather, for
so,
sure.
So I took it off my list because I figured one of you would put it on.
I wouldn't never guess that DJ Dang would put a Donovan song on his list.
I like this song, but yeah, it wouldn't have occurred to me.
I love Donovan, and he's another spooky vibes. Like, even Hurdy-Gurdy Man is dark and weird, and I love it.
I should have known when the Butthole Surfers covered Hurdy-Gurdy Man, I should have known, like, pay more attention to Donovan. The Butthole Surfers are.
He's still making albums. I think he had one this year or last year.
That's incredible.
And he's great. Yeah.
All right. So, where do we stand on it? You guys approve it?
Oh, yeah, cool tune.
Super approved.
Cool tune.
All right. So we had another suggestion online. We're going to play this tune for you right now.
My fever's running high, and I'm suffering with a cold, and I'll soon be walking on the streets of gold. And I'll ask you, boy, not to monkey around my widder when I'm gone. If you monkey around my widder, I'm a-telling you the fact, my big white ghost will come a-sneaking back, and I'll haunt you, boy, if you monkey around my widder when I'm gone.
What's a ritter? A widow?
I don't know. Must
is it like slang for widow? Monkey mom or ritter?
All right. That was Chet Atkins and Doc Watson. And that was a suggestion from Jim Gallagher.
Nice one, Jim.
All right. So,
yeah, that sounds also like very much a Heather song. Don't you dare monkey mom or ritter.
That's my catchphrase.
Well, I would like that person better if they'd stop monkeying around my ritter.
So we approve of that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. You're listening to the Wednesday Morning Show. That's DJ Dang and Heather Johnson. Our listeners love supporting the businesses that support KXE. If you're interested in connecting with KXE listeners, call 218-326-1234 to learn about sponsorship opportunities. Big thanks to all of our current business supporters.
We receive support from Lake Country Power, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative committed to community and giving back through scholarships, youth programs, Operation Roundup, and more. Lake Country Power, made by the community, for the community.
And support for KAXE comes from the Grassroots Concert Series, presenting Kelly Hunt on Friday, November 7th at 7 p.m. at the Live Well Nightclub and Coffee Bar located at the Journey Church in Nisswa. Doors open at 6:30. The full fall lineup can be found at grassrootsconcerts.org. And don't forget, today is Public Radio Music Day, and we are celebrating all day here at KXE, KBXE. And we're doing it by having a music-heavy morning show this morning. We had Doyle Turner and Cage Jamber join us for some live music. And now we're doing this Halloween playlist creation
review
project.
I could do this all day. This is such a joyful morning for me.
And then coming up next at 9 a.m., Kari Hedlund's going to take over with a three-hour-long special Headwaters. And then from noon to 1 p.m., it's going to be a special Green Cheese Music Edition with Malachi Coons and Jennifer Barr. That's going to be, I'm really curious how what that entails, you know?
I know. I can't wait to hear it.
Do we get to play? Or was it bad form? Bad form if staff calls in?
If you use a funny voice, I think that's okay.
There was no rule that said that staff couldn't call in.
Ooh, no rules. I like that.
And then we have a marathon of On the Rivers going on this afternoon. We've got Dave Murphy from 1 to 4 p.m. And then a special On the River from 4 to 7 p.m. with Will Owens. And then Doug Danger is going to take us out for the rest of the day from 7 to 10 p.m. All great DJs. We love our DJs here. It is Member Appreciation Week here at KXE, KBXE.
Shout out to all the volunteer DJs. They are also members of the station. And like we say in the PSAs, they're the lifeblood of the station. And that's not any hyperbole at all.
Absolutely.
All right. So we're judging Halloween tunes. And let's go into our next one. I've been informed that this song is not going to pick up at any time.
Okay, to clarify, that's my song. I don't like that song. I am terrified by that song.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, for me, is the scariest song made by humans that I've ever heard in my life.
Whoa. Okay.
All right, so that was Throbbing Gristle with the song Hamburger Lady, and now we know
just
it's
those
DJ
four
Dang
words,
pick.
Throbbing Gristle, Hamburger Lady, like that just scares the you know what out of me.
That was, I agree, it was a spooky song. What I wanted on my playlist, where I'm just like listening to Halloween tunes, I don't know.
Heather, thoughts?
I don't think it's danceable.
It's definitely not danceable,
but I'll probably listen to it later.
You'll listen to it later, huh?
Yeah.
When you're in the mood.
Well, yeah, spooky mood. Getting ready for our event tonight really pumped me up.
Yeah. Right? I can tell you right now, none of the Guess the Groove tunes will be Throbbing Gristle.
Oh, man.
I know.
There goes that.
Here's our next song.
Baby, 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 he's looking so cute. Sneaking round, round, round in a blue jumpsuit. Who's
All right, that was Ghost Rider by Suicide.
Killer. So killer. So groundbreaking.
I love that synth, and I just saw the new Springsteen movie, and there's a scene where he's just lying on the floor listening to this album. He's like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
That blows my mind. I can't picture Springsteen listening to Suicide.
Well, Bruce Springsteen was a punk fan because he was on one of the Dictators album. He plays guitar on one of their songs.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
Cool. I like it.
Had you heard of Suicide before, Heather?
I don't think so.
It's like a rockabilly singer meets the very first electro punk musician. They were hated. They were absolutely hated in the scene.
That makes me want to like them even more.
They would get stuff thrown at them and booed off the stage. And it was just two guys. It was Martin Rev was the music maker and Alan Vega was the singer. And he had that rockabilly style, but their music was not rockabilly at all. Are amazing. And how many musicians to this day cite them, like you just mentioned Springsteen, but to this day cite Suicide, and they were reviled in their actual time of playing as a band.
And there's, I think it's like only 7 songs on that album, but I could have picked any one of those songs.
Frankie Teardrop, that's the scariest song.
For Halloween playlists. But Ghost Rider is the first one I ever heard, so it's my favorite.
Yeah, it's a great tune.
All right, so we all approve?
Yes, approve.
All right. Here we go into our next song.
They can take our bones and bury them deep under the river, but we'll still be together and we cannot be defeated. They can take our trombones and pack them down there with us, but no matter how long it takes us, we will not be defeated. When we dance together under the moon and under the weather. We will lock our eyes forever in the night.
Okay, this has very strong Heather Johnson.
Gee, I wonder. That wouldn't be the Decemberists, would it?
No,
it's not the Decemberists.
It's not. It's Rock Plaza Central.
It's the Novemberists.
It's the Novemberists. It's from a concept, you guys. I just learned about them. It's from a concept album about 6-legged iron horses. Okay.
6-legged iron horses.
It's amazing.
Also known as trains?
No, they're actual kind of like horses, though. Horse-shaped horses. But yes. I mean, trains traditionally don't have legs, so.
Does this come with a book?
I don't think so. But I love this song.
What's the group's name?
It's Rock Central Plaza, or Rock Plaza Central. And that song just said Halloween to me. And I just thought, wow. And it's been stuck in my head. So I'm surprised you haven't heard me singing it.
What do you say? They buried our bones. They buried our trombones. That's what made me think it was December. That sounds like a December.
It gets farther along and then they're like, we'll shake our bloody stumps. You know, it's pretty Halloween-y.
Well, that was an excellent choice, Heather. I think it is very well placed on a Halloween playlist. We got another suggestion from the text line. If you have any suggestions here in the last 5 minutes, you can reach us at 218-326-1234. And here we go.
What's he building in there? What the hell is he building in there? He has subscriptions to those magazines. He never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog. He has no friends. His mom is dying.
All right. Can you guys guess who that is?
What's he building in there?
But the artist.
I think it's Bing Crosby. It's not Bing Crosby? No?
No, and that was a suggestion.
I would say Pat Boone, but I might get in trouble.
It's the Pat Boone cover.
Nice. What's he building in there?
That's actually maybe scarier. That was a suggestion by my wonderful mother-in-law, so thank you. Thank you for that.
Watch out if you're a neighbor of Heather's mother-in-law.
Well,
because she'd be looking at you over that fence.
We do that, we do that at my house, too. We're like, what's he building in there?
Just coffins.
So we've been getting quite a few texts. We're not going to be able to get them all in 5 minutes. So I just want to shout out some people. AJ in Bemidji, maybe not KBXC friendly, but Typo Negative was a great Halloween, or Black Number One by Typo Negative is a great Halloween song.
Hasn't stopped me, AJ, KBXC friendly or not.
Dave Murphy, The Cramps, Goo Goo Muck. We had AJ, I just read that. We had a text line taking its Ween's Day, so suggesting pretty much any Ween song, I think.
Thank you for reminding us of Ween.
But, so we've got a couple songs left from the two of us left, because I think, Heather, we've heard all your songs now, correct?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
These suggestions have been great, by the way. They're on the download. They're not the, Monster Mash kind of stuff. They're songs I never heard of. They're great.
We didn't hear a single Monster Mash.
No. It's fantastic.
We heard the Sinister Stomp.
Love it.
Midnight in the subway, she's on her way home. She tries hard not to run, but she feels she's not alone.
Dang, do you know this song?
The Cure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Subway
course.
Song?
Yeah.
From Three Imaginary Boys.
Why are you trying to test me like that?
I don't know.
That's like, do you know 1 + 1? Of course it's 4.
Oh!
I would say it's a deep track on the album, though.
Yeah, but the whole record's so great. So great.
The great thing about this song is it ends with a terrifying scream. Should I just skip to that part? It just ends with that.
Yes.
Where if you're listening to this album on your headphones and you don't know that's coming, that's terrifying.
Yeah, super scary.
So that was The Cure from Three Imaginary Boys, Subway Song. Heather, did you know that song?
I didn't know it, but I like it and I love The Cure. So awesome. I'll be checking that out.
They're perfect for the Halloween season.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dang, you said that this last song that you picked, you wanted to be halfway over.
Yeah, closer to the end, I think.
Closer to the end. Here we go. Let's see. You're right, there is a lot of screaming.
Down in the ground where the dead men go.
Well, some of those screams sound more like roller coaster riders screaming.
Okay.
That's think they're joyful screams?
Interesting, interesting critique. I mean, usually you're terrified on a roller coaster. Scary.
I'm not terrified. I have motion sickness, so all I'm thinking about is just like...
Don't throw up on the person behind you. That's the Pogues, Down in the Ground Where the Dead Men Go. They have another one called Boys from the County Hell, which is really good too, but that has naughty words in it. So,
a Pogues song with naughty words?
I know.
This is unheard of. But we want to thank all the people that have been texting in. We've also heard... Something Buried Under Gary, Indiana by Jam Mechanics. That was a suggestion.
Whoa.
Holy Modal Rounders, The Werewolf. And Barry Lewis Pulitzer sings a song called Hey Jack, What's in the Sack? So